We had.
Yeah, no, go for it.
We're just taking attendance and meeting.
Who's here?
I'm at this meeting.
Okay, but who's taking the attendance?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't we have to have permission to record?
No, a member is can record. Okay. A meeting.
Well, she's taking care of that. We clearly have a quorum. Okay. We have a quorum. That's good. Is the recording being taken care of? Yes.
We have it on Zoom too.
Okay. The minute taker is here and taking minutes, and the action and decision taker is here and dealing with that.
Yeah.
That's good. We're still missing Anthony, but I think we could find our. We can do our StarCon first.
Here. I'm the official alternate rep for Imaginary.
Okay.
I was elected in January again.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in at his request.
Okay. Well, it's 6:35, so this meeting is called to order. And let's do the group participation numbers. We'll start with the Wild West.
Yes, we had 11. 11. None by email.
Far East.
2 and 10.
Northwest Kingdom.
8.
Space Cadets.
I think we had 8 and 3.
Shuttle.
8 plus 1.
We had 8.
Heights.
8 plus 1.
If you know the imaginary number, I don't.
Sure do.
Okay.
9.
9. Okay. All right. Done. I want to make a couple of facilitation points. Rachel and I actually assigned times. We have a tight schedule, so I hope everybody will be brief and thoughtful about time. Someone asked that we watch the volume, both cross-talking thing. I'll try to stop that if I hear that or people having conversations for the sake of people on Zoom, but also for volume in the room for some people's ears. Yeah, thank you. I'm setting my alarm for about an hour, and then we'll take a 5-minute stand-up stretch and start again. I mean, I won't interrupt if we're on an item, but we need to do that, some of us more than others, I guess. That good? Okay. The other thing is, I think many of us are aware that there was a fairly major snafu between the we've been calling it the scheduling snafu between last meeting and this meeting, and people have come to me with concerns that I think will be addressed and dealt with, but not at this meeting. I'm hoping that people will stay really focused on what the actual agenda is, and if we wander off in the other direction, I will point out that I'm seeing that, or if I miss it, you will, hopefully. Okay, that's that. So approval of the January 23rd, 2025 minutes. You approve?
So moved.
Or do we?
Everybody approve.
Rachel and I recognize that there was a glitch in the special meeting minutes, the minutes for the special meeting. We'd like to hold that until the admin item 2, which is the CC scheduling, because that may just resolve and we won't end up spending a lot of time about what happened before at that meeting. Is that okay with people? Can we come up with that at that point? That's good. So changes to the order on the agenda. I know that that Linda would like her admin number 2. Oh, no. It's admin 4 item ahead. I mean, we'll do that at the beginning, before old business. Daryl?
I'm not sure where it is on the agenda, but our group confirmed electing Judith Lyons as our alternate.
I think there's an item.
I didn't remember if there was an item or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, there's an annual election. This comes up after reports.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so is anybody else needing to have a different position with their item that they've come for, any of the membership? All right, then Linda will keep her in mind. So with reports, you'll note that the bookkeeper report and the FPC reports are on the admin agenda. Definitely we have some things from you, but we're going to see who else has any reports that they might want to have us discuss, and we will discuss those before group concerns after admin items. Anyone else have a report that they need to have discussed?
Our town council had a concern about the coordinator's report. So.
Okay. I'm going to talk about it so we can get questions.
Yeah. She's definitely
I don't know what you're
coming up. Okay. That's definitely coming up. Any other reports? Ed?
Yeah, we had a comment on the fire rescue.
Okay. Any others?
Sure. Easy mistake.
Yeah.
FPC investment, FPC report.
So well, they're going to do a full report, I think,
right.
Under admin.
Roden tractor, really briefly, and then the fire rescue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have those two. Any others? All right. Good. All right, so past the reports, going to the annual election of all group reps and alternates. Space Cadets have an alternate to report.
Judith Lyons.
Okay. And Heights Group?
Myself and Mike Foster is the alternate.
Okay. Is that good? All right. Then we're moving on to taking Linda's. We're pushing up in to number four of the admin items, request to adopt as MLC archive policy. Linda Deaton.
I'm prepared to answer any questions.
Okay.
I would like to say, though, in the October 1973 DC, the town council actually voted to have an archive. So this is a long history that we have. We have a lot of great materials stored, but we have very limited space. I'm happy to give anyone a tour of the closet. We all can't fit in it at one time. But other than that, as people are leaving the community or passing, they have archives that they would like to donate to the community. Cost in that if you take things, not only with space but with materials to preserve them. So I'm requesting that I could be more or less an official person in the capacity to know what we have down there. We don't need duplicates. What is considered historically valid for the community. So any questions?
Well, this was actually discussed by groups, so I think groups would come in and give their thing. Another little facilitation point that there's been a little confusion about the order of this, and Aaron and I kind of went over it. There'll be reports from your group, then members who have some additional input, then we'll come back to the groups with anything, however that might have moved things around in your brain, and then we'll get our vote. Okay. All right, so we'll start with Flora.
Happening.
Group report on number four
to say
admin.
No, okay. No, thank you. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate your efforts in the archives.
Okay. Lucia?
Same thing. We appreciate that Linda took this on. And we had one comment that if someone wanted to contribute something and it wasn't accepted, that we thought it would be great to add to the policy that if they wanted their proposed contribution to be reconsidered, they could work through their group. In other words, take it over.
Okay, as long as the group finds a space.
Well, now the group would then decide what to do, I guess.
So, Daryl?
There was a thought, possibly an offer to put excess items that not necessarily duplicate items, but extra stuff onto a digital form so that there would be more space.
If you have a volunteer to do that, that's fine.
Okay.
I think someone may have volunteered, but at least it was suggested, and I think it was half of a volunteer.
Half of a volunteer?
Well, it was a suggestion, and it was from a person who could volunteer if they wanted to.
That would be great, Carolyn.
Coming around to Jerry?
I think Ed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you going around the table?
Well, you're right. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we were in support of that policy and appreciate Linda for taking on the task.
Ditto.
Okay. Rose?
Same.
Thank you, Angie. Okay. Talking to people over Davey, Rob, this side. Any comments from members? Members over here, anything that you want to add? Anything here?
I do have something I want to add. Having added something to the archives recently, I just wanted to say how impressed I was by the thoroughness of the approach that you're taking, Linda, and how I thought I was just going to drop something off, but it turned into a pretty big task getting it in there. So thank you for the education you gave me.
You're very welcome.
Anything with people over here? Okay, let's come back through. Now we'll come around.
Can I just say an additional thing?
Yes.
Joss is working on the standard operating procedures, and he has done one on the archives that you all may want to look at. It's very ambitious. It's not at the level that I'm going to do everything that he has in there, but there's a whole lot of room for other volunteers to pitch in, collect oral histories, that kind of thing. And so this is what Joss' vision on that is for the community to fulfill.
Do reps have any need for clarifying questions or additional comments before they tell what their vote is for their group? Okay, starting with you.
Yes. Laura. Wild West, yes.
Yes.
Carol?
I approve.
Ed?
Yep.
Jerry? Yep. Okay. On to old business. The number one item, request for tree removal on common land, Robinwood Lombardo. We'll start with...
Well, I'm going to talk to this because it was submitted for the pool, and I, among the hats that I'm wearing, is this interim chairperson for the pool.
Okay. So should we have the... You need to make a comment first, or should we go ahead and have what people's... What came from groups, then we would hear from...
What I'd like to do is maybe shortcut that.
Okay.
If you're open to that. Okay. And just to say... That I asked for this to stay on the agenda as old business, and thank you, Flora, for pointing out that it should be changed to discussion rather than discuss and decide. That was helpful clarification. And just to say that pool would like to take on board your comments. We spoke to the tree protectors, and Linda came and spoke at the... at the pool board meeting, and we'll come back to you with a proposal. It probably will be meeting after next, I would think, is probably the realistic time frame that would more holistically address the issue, more comprehensively address the issue, and hopefully take on board what your comments are. I would suggest, perhaps, rather than do this, if you want to, this is just a proposal, if you want to send me your comments, unless you feel like it's important for them to be read into the record, that we will take those on board and I will send them to the pool so that we can recraft the proposal with the benefit of your input.
And then we'll come back.
Is that okay?
For group, with an improved proposal.
I'm just saying shorten it if you want to do that.
We voted on it. I mean, we talked about it and came to a conclusion.
Well, since there are changes in the midst, can we accept the idea that if you have comments that you send them to Jerry and...
Our comment won't be relevant anymore.
Well, that's why I'm suggesting
But other people have comments. Yeah. Other groups have comments. So, and they have things they're already dealing with. Is that the case? So, Okay. Rather than, I mean, it's a tight agenda if...
Okay, that's fine.
Just
so I don't... Is there a motion then to defer this until
Pardon?
March? Is there a motion to defer this until March? Is that what we're...
Well, we're going to not defer. We're going to recraft the whole proposal. I don't know if we're going to come back in March.
Okay.
So that's why I want the benefit of your discussion and your groups. And I wanted to let you know that what had happened since the proposal was considered, and I'm sorry if it wasn't clear that this was changed to a discussion item. I emailed all of you to say that. But anyway, I think it will be very helpful to have your input, but I don't see the need to do that since we're going to redo the item.
So the item is withdrawn for this meeting and will reappear when it reappears.
As a new business.
Yeah, we'll just do new business the next time it comes up.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm not going to say you'll be happy with it, but but it'll come back.
Happy.
You're happy.
So we're moving to number two. It's a little unclear where we are with this
well,
one.
Well, I would like to ask that this be taken
Could
off.
You just, a little louder.
I'd like to ask this be taken off the agenda each month until I can get feedback. I have questions out there to people who have classes and regular things happening. If there's no power, what do you want to do? You know, if there's no water, how should we handle that? And I haven't gotten any feedback, so I'm going to have to bug people.
Okay.
So until that, then, just take it off. And it may be that it comes under some other umbrella, but I am working on it. It's just slow going.
Okay.
Good.
All right, so that takes a... It's kind of interesting, as we did the timing, going, well, it's an hour now, we can take a break.
It's a miracle!
How incredible is that? All right, so that being... Well, we have plenty of things to talk about, not worrying about it. Moving on to new business then, we're on number one, show up and follow through, is Jasmine. This is your proposal, so she's here. I guess we'll start, unless you have preliminary comments, we'll...
Well, does anybody have any clarifying questions for the vote or for discussion?
All right, then we'll start with Daryl.
We had many of our group liked the first part of the proposal that would require the proposer to be there when the proposal was taken up. One person was vehemently against it, and another person was pretty much against it. So the first part of it was, our group would have said yes. The second part of it, to have a proposer only allowed to have one proposal active at a time, there were two people who thought that was a good idea, and everyone else thought that it was a bad idea. And so, overall, since we voted against the second part of it, we voted against the proposal as it was presented.
And just to remind people, this is good to know how it went this time, but this isn't the same thing as we're tallying that up and saying that's the vote. We'll take the vote after everybody has spoken and membership has spoken.
Oh, so I can't say no now.
No. Well, no. You can't say no now, but you can tell us that a lot of those people were kind of feeling no-ish.
And actually, in the interest of time, we don't even need to take a vote. It's helpful to know where you're leaning, but I'm going to bring it back next month anyway.
Oh, okay. So you're collecting good information coming from groups to Ed.
Yeah, we had a mixed conversation. The idea that... the proposal be present was a good one, although we thought it could be the presenter or their designee. So somebody, you could identify somebody else to come and as your stand-in for that. And I think that would be the primary thing. We were also somewhat mixed about whether or not one... proposal at a time. I pointed out that in the having done proposals that we would like to see a closeout report that included for any previous proposals that you had, that there would be a closeout report. Any money left over would be then put back into the appropriate funds, whether it's the investment fund or back into assessments. But there be actually a report to finish out the proposal. And that we ended up saying we would strongly encourage a proposer to have not more than a single proposal, but that we didn't feel like that should be a mandate. Let me say that that was a strong suggestion from our group.
So you want to have closeout reports regardless, but you don't want to like require this in the professional time?
I think we would probably require them in this. Whether or not we would have that they could have more than one proposal going at a time was less firm in terms of what people had identified.
Coming to Jerry.
I think there was overall support of the goal of greater efficiency and effectiveness to our meetings. That's always something to strive for. I think it's sort of like everybody said it, but not everybody said it yet. We certainly agree or have concerns that were expressed about the one proposal, because there's just so many factors that might enter into why two proposals might be necessary. Agreed with the point that Ed brought up about a designee. It may be that a proposal is submitted on behalf of a committee or whatever, and there could be multiple people that could speak to it. Maybe you just put all their names on the proposal. I don't know, but it seems a little. I wasn't sure. This is just me talking because we didn't speak to this specifically, but I didn't understand how a closeout report would work, and if our goal is increased efficiency and effectiveness, it seems like adding more reports is maybe not in kind of consolidated, but maybe that just would depend on how that would work. And the idea of maybe making this just, a guideline that's an introduction to the policy, where it's strongly suggested that we adhere to these as a guideline might be a way to go. But, we're not voting yet, sorry.
Rose.
Our group was hoping likes less bureaucracy, mm-hmm. and part of the disconnect for us is that when having the proposer here, when we come to council, we voted already. I'm bringing my group's vote, and even if I hear something here that might change my mind, I don't feel comfortable going against my group's vote. So I don't know what purpose it serves to have now the second time for discussion items or admin items where we stand on our own and we can make decisions in the moment, but when we're bringing our group feedback, I don't know where that, how that fits in there. And we don't see any problem with a member having two proposals or more at a time. People who are active and do stuff, sometimes they stretch out over a period of time, and we are flexible and usually appreciative of the work, and so we're not concerned about that. So that's mainly it.
Angie?
Far East was pretty split on the proposal. A good bit did want the proposer here, but hearing Rose, that is a good point. The decisions.
Speak up, please. Can you?
A good half of us did want the person that wrote the proposal to be here, but hearing Rose's point of view on that makes a whole lot of sense. And also having a limit of one did seem very rigid, because of the same thing that Rose said with, you know, our volunteers are on multiple committees and have their hand in multiple pots. But like I said, our group was pretty, you know, half of them agreed with everything and half didn't.
Flora?
For Wild West, we say that yes, the proposer or proxy should attend who can answer the questions, unless it is some sort of emergency. So the proposer or proxy, and it makes sense to us that we could ask questions and have them answered at that time. If it is a committee that's the proposer, then the committee should be listed as the proposer, and a committee member that can answer the questions would be present.
That's a good idea.
And regarding one proposal per person, Wild West thought it was good enough for now, safe enough to try, and that if someone has a second proposal, they could lobby for a supporter to submit the proposal, and if there's not support, then that would be pretty indicative that perhaps the proposal wasn't relevant or should be substantially revised. Wild West supports the closeout report and post-action report, maybe submitted to the agenda as a report or announcement, but there was also a voice of concern about adding another thing to the bureaucracy. So, great, check.
You're up now anyway.
Did you? But there wasn't anything in the proposal about a closeout report.
No, there was.
You would direct that to Jasmine, probably?
There is?
Yeah,
there is.
Okay, I missed that. I mean, we never talked about that part.
Yeah, I missed it too.
We pretty much said everything that everybody else has said, that having someone here to represent the proposal is good. It doesn't have to be the proposer, just someone who has the information. And so we liked that part. We had the same concern that apparently Shuttle did, that, but, you know, you come prepared to vote your group, so asking questions and learning new information isn't real helpful. So maybe at the second meeting, then, I don't know. Anyway, we had that comment, and then also, so we liked the first half, if someone else could represent as well as the proposer. We thought it was completely unreasonable to require completion of one project before starting another. What is needed in our community doesn't work that way, and why punish someone for being, you know, industrious? So that was pretty much what we said.
Okay, so we're ready for comments from membership. I'm going to start over here. I've seen Rob.
I just wanted to thank Jasmine for bringing this up, because this has always been a complication for me. I do write proposals, and I have never been asked to present at a town council meeting. So I do believe that what Rose and Lucia and a few others said about the vote that happens here really is the end of the process, and that all of those questions could be a phone call away if they had questions.
To the proposer.
Is
there a difference between new business and old business? I'm hearing this, it seems like new business, having a presenter would answer questions and it would be pushed to, I mean, yeah, it'd be, and then it would be old business the next week. I mean, that maybe that's, is that part of, if a proposer is there, at least for new business, because there may be questions that came up and that person could answer them. What you're saying is that they would call the proposer.
Sure, they could always call and ask questions, but the other way works too. I mean, if that's a process that you would adopt, that's fine.
Okay, questions of membership at this end of the table?
I think that's a very good point. What we've seen in this meeting is that, you know, Linda's proposal just passed unanimously with no real questions. But we've had two pieces of business where people had a lot of questions, and I think that having those people here to answer those questions, if vote is not going to be unanimous, it would be very helpful for people to be able to take back the comments that everybody has made to their group so that a larger discussion needs to happen. Like this proposal, I mean, a lot of questions have been asked, and unless they pass this unanimously, which it doesn't sound like they will, it would be very helpful for her to go back, rewrite it, and bring it back. The same is true with Jerry's thing, is that it did not pass. No proposal is so bad that nobody wants anything of it. And I think that working, this is a good forum to discuss it because people can go back and talk to their groups about it. And so that if it's not unanimous, we need this discussion to go on, particularly if just a little tweak would help it.
First, I just want to thank the proposers that this year we actually did close out all the project budgets on the fiber projects that have been open for years, so thank you. That was a concern, so that's great. I also just wanted to second Judith's thoughts on the shuttle comments that, I mean, really, with our proposal policy, if it's not fully unanimous, it really is just a feedback round anyway. With new business, it's just kind of feedback you know, getting feedback, answering questions round, so it almost, you know, we don't take a vote unless there really are no questions and it's obvious. So, but I do, yeah, I do understand that, and I think a phone call would be even better if that can happen.
Anybody questions on this side? Questions from the people online?
Jen?
What? I'm sorry.
Daryl's told me I could talk, so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can talk as a member, I guess.
You're a member.
I know. I have one question and one piece to share. The question was, what was the problem? What does the second part of the proposal? What's the problem that second part of the proposal solves? I didn't know that there was some kind of a jam-up or something in town council's process that needed to be addressed by a proposer being present. So that was my question. And then my observation is that over the 50 plus years we've been here, I've probably been on town council a total of 25 years. And
bless your heart.
I can remember several times when a proposal was on the agenda and the proposer was present specifically to answer questions that town council members had. It feels to me, as an oldie here, it's a no-brainer that the proposer would want to be here at the meeting when their proposal was going to be discussed.
I'm not sure if the people online, anybody have something over there they wanted to add? I see Mo. You're still mute. You're muted.
I just wanted to say, as far one of the reasons for the second half of the proposal was given was the agendas are too crowded. I suggest that town council always has the ability, if you're getting short on time, say we can't deal with this and it's not an emergency, we defer it to next time. And should do that if you're about to go over the limited time. You don't have to do this roundabout way to do it. That doesn't address the problem. The problem with too long agendas would be for town council to remember it has the authority to say, we're tired, we've reached the end, let's defer this one till next time.
Okay. having finished with a membership comments now, what I'm hearing is that you're not asking for a vote. You're withdrawing this from a vote. For a vote, you have what you need, and we should or asking group reps if you have comments or need additional information, and she can agree to.
It's not that I'm withdrawing it. It's just that, you know, new business is really a feedback round. And so okay. What I'm going to do now is take all the feedback, incorporate it, and then I'll bring something back next month and we'll see what we think. Just to clarify, because a few people had questions about, like the vote's already decided. Why would it change when you get here? And I've seen that happen many times where it's like groups had like this one big question and then they came to town council and then when they got the answer, it changed their vote and vice versa. That lack of information does seem to change it occasionally. So I think that's important to have the information. And I think, Judith, were you asking something about the not having more than one at a time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So I'm seeing Laura and then Carol.
So, you know, our governance works based on collective intelligence, and I think everybody benefits from hearing others' questions to make more an informed decision in the future, especially in the new business stage. Chip.
Daryl?
This is a question. I have to apologize. I did not realize that your proposal included a follow-up report. And I would appreciate knowing what that would entail. My thinking is that the proposal process seems pretty arduous already, and having to then do a follow-up report when you think you're done, what would that do?
I agree, yeah. Well, I think it would provide a lot of continuity. I mean, currently we have no way of saying, like, a proposal is done or it's not done, where is it, what happened, when it ended. And really, the closeout report is really just if you want to submit another proposal. Because it just seems reasonable that, you know, we want to know what happened with the previous proposal before you start on a new one. But that's my thinking.
So it would just be like a one or two liner, like the proposal that I suggested in January, I've done everything I could do on it, and now I want to start over, and so that's done, and this is new.
100%. And you don't even have to have completed the project, just to be clear. It's just you saying, hey, I'm not working on that anymore, here's where we ended up, you know, here's how much we spent, here's how much is left over, whatever level of detail.
So that you can say, I'm abandoning that. That's your pool thing. I'm abandoning
that approach. Well,
and
that's
now
not
we're
true.
Gonna start
I don't want anybody to think that that means
true.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My sense of humor.
We have more hands, but
thank you.
I'm just wondering if this is refining, so these things that you can bring directly to Jazz,
sure.
and we don't need to continue on this altogether. Are we good to move on then, or do people feel a need to?
Oh, we can move on. I just thought someone else might like to listen to that too.
To be clear, I'm listing this item not as removed, but will return,
mm-hmm.
and further information can be provided to Jess. Okay.
So, all right. Moving on to number two, proposal to address community-wide disaster preparedness, Rob Lombardo. Okay, so let's see, we started with Daryl, so this time we're starting with Ed.
Okay, we support the concept of developing a disaster preparedness plan. Linda has volunteered, having created disaster preparedness plans for the museum and also for our other institution. And the proposal, however, as written, is too broad and doesn't include what actually has been done already. For instance, Davy and the handheld communications devices with the repeater and so forth could have been included. We are also somewhat concerned that people are talking about ammunition or guns or something. We weren't clear about what that was all about.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in there.
I missed that too. That's nice.
And then we'd also like to see the disaster plan included food, first aid and health care, and transportation. Those were at least those three additional items to be included in the disaster plan. And that we thought that perhaps a community-wide conversation about what a disaster plan would look like might be a good idea.
Jerry?
I'm looking for the gun. Excuse me. We suggested that this is something that's, that is probably, and we're not sure what the intent was in terms of the length of time. Is this, you know, but the suggestion was that this be sort of an ad hoc, I don't know, ad hoc is the right word, but a task team that set up, comes up with the plan, and then dissolves. So this is, does not need to be a permanent sort of plan. It seemed to be there was some overlap between what's trying to be done here and what's being done with trees and fire access and roads, and it was unclear whether these were different discussions, different efforts, or if they were being pulled up underneath this or whatever. My personal feeling would be that it would benefit, I think this is kind of what Ed was saying, is like, you know, just fire safety, emergency access, disaster resilience for homes and facilities, you know, so there was a little more organizational structure, and that then maybe that be a topic of broader discussion, and then you guys go forward with what the community feels like it needs to have more information and guidelines for. So,
Rose?
I think we probably felt the same way, that it's a great start. It's so overly comprehensive that it's kind of scary, you know. But we're in a time when we have to deal with this. So we're grateful for, you know, bringing it to this point, and a committee that develops it further would be great and really keep it going.
Angie.
I like the idea of it. I think it's going to be, well, that's my personal opinion. Are we not voting right now? We're just talking about it. Okay. A couple neighbors liked the idea, but would only vote yes if it was mentioned that all tree removal must be approved by tree protectors.
That's so, already a follow.
That's not an overlapping thing that we're
Wildwest supports disaster preparedness plan.
Excuse me, no, please.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Thank you.
I led him astray.
You did.
That's frightening.
Yeah, the proposal, you know, seems somewhat, you know, verbose. A clear presentation would be helpful with decision making and understanding it. There's already an ad hoc disaster committee that has been working on this topic. Wildwest was curious if they were notified or about or involved in this disaster preparedness proposal. Wildwest was curious about generator power at the CC. And Wildwest group members of this group, if there was to be a group, should be based on skill set, partially. It was too broad, the proposal. Like the other people mentioned, the tree items and things were overlapping. And Wild West thought that Bob Conner should be consulted for feedback, and I have that as an action item. And I admit that I did not do that, but I thought I saw him come in if he was so inclined. No pressure in that regard. Check.
That's the end.
Okay.
I'm kind of astounded at what everybody else has said about the completeness or what's included. I mean, we read this as a proposal to create a committee to do all of that. That's the way we read it. And so we were thought up with, yes, town council should create such a committee, and we'd be crazy not to. And the idea of having town council sanction it and somebody from here that relates to it, and, you know, like we did with the boardwalk, that makes sense. And that, it sounds like a lot of what was talked about that should have been in there was already was in there. I mean, about the other initiatives that are ongoing. And so we were saying this is great to pull all that together, the initiatives with the radios, with the health care that Bob's been working on, and there's another group also that he's been working with. So we thought this starting a committee makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Daryl?
Some of our group wanted to defer this until we got a report from Brian, the fire chief. One person volunteered to be on our Chase Cadets rep on a committee, and we thought that there's so many things that need to be done that a committee or an ad hoc group or somebody could go ahead and start and not wait for a complete proposal. Mm-hmm. Because if the group gets together, whatever group, both reps from different groups and skill set people, somebody might take one project and get it done, and somebody else might carve out another project and get it done. We basically didn't want to wait for a report that would have bullet points of stuff to do when we could have already done some of it.
Okay, so now we're going to comments from the membership. We'll start around this side. Anything over on this side? Something around the end of the table here? Oops, I'm saying Rob.
I just wanted to point out that the section of this verbose proposal says, how would this be done? And it's basically to form a committee, and the town council is the only body that can actually create a committee. So that's why it was brought here. There are things that are already in process. I mean, here's my radio man right here. And the other proposer of crisis management here as well. We have a lot of things going on that we'd like to see integrated.
Okay. Coming down here is Judith.
Yeah, I think folks in our group wanted to see all these people talking to each other. And I don't see the need for a committee, but if that's what they want to do, fine. I think it's a good idea to bring in Linda if she has expertise in doing plans, because that's a valuable thing to have. Somebody here already knows how to do this kind of thing.
Other comments at this end of the table?
Yeah, I think that was the concern in our group, that we wanted to see a group of people come together, you know, who've already been working on things and propose this idea, and then maybe just have another big meeting with the community, because there's different people in the community now who are concerned about disaster preparedness. And then I love the idea of having somebody from each group on the committee. And Also, there was concern about the mention of tree removal, as I think it was said in there that it was a major part of this effort, or some kind of wording like that, that was uncomfortable. There you have it.
I don't know if we really want to get back and forth here.
No, I just want to make one comment, which is, and this is a personal comment from Lucia, that we need to have a general membership meeting where we talk about cutting trees to increase or decrease emergency response time, because so that every proposal that mentions cutting trees is not, people immediately vote against it because it's in there. We need to address this head on by having a general membership meeting. Mm-hmm.
So looking for comments over on this side. Linda.
The disaster plans I've worked on have threats, hurricanes, fire, and then you have action steps after that. What are you going to do to prevent this? What are you going to do if there is a hurricane and we have no power? Maybe we have a tractor that's stationed up here, and that's on the list. It's not verbose. It's action steps. Mm-hmm. It's items that you move to.
Well, that's what you can use.
Right, so, are you there?
Yeah.
Comments from out there? No? Good. Out there. Okay. All right. So now it seems like this is a time to go back around for council to say whether this is a done deal the way it is, or whether it's moving to old business. So
can we clarify what the proposal is? Is it to create a committee?
It sounds like there are people who have issues with the fact that it is. I'm hearing some people say, "Hey, we thought it was to form a committee," and other people are going like, "We did. They didn't hear it that way," which to me is right away saying this should come back. But I'm a facilitator here, so I'm just wondering how people feel about it coming back and being streamlined in a way. I'm sorry if there was a language thing here that everybody picked up on and tweaked in whatever direction they did, but streamlining. Bullet points and so forth is part of this. So anyway, we had started with Ed, so we'll start this round also with Ed in terms of saying where we're where we're at with what we should do with this proposal.
Please bring back a tighter proposal describing exactly what it is that you hope to have happen here.
We would support a not permanent committee, a committee to develop a plan. And the suggestion that Linda had is exactly how our disaster plan was written as well. So it's a good idea.
Rose?
Same, yes.
Angie?
Sure.
You know, Wild West votes no on the proposal. It should come back based on revised group feedback, and that the actual group that is working on disaster preparedness, be a part of it if they're interested in that.
Lucia?
We voted yes, create a committee.
Gerald?
We would like to see a committee, whether it be ad hoc people who are already working or who are interested in working to get together and start to do something, or a council authorized committee. We would just like to see some things start to happen.
Well, when you come back to Angie.
I'm sorry, I answered in frustration. My group said yes to this, and we read it and understood it.
So, where does that leave us with it? It's a pass or it's a no, it's kind of coming back.
We had one no.
Pardon?
We had one
no. Oh, no.
But we had one no, we had one yes, and then we had several recommendations for committee, and then one recommendation to come back with a revised streamlined plan. Does that sound I got all the...
It sounded like it was all yeses for a committee, except one.
But not everyone suggested a committee.
But that's what...
That's what the proposal is asking for.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So where does this leave us?
It's coming back, and I'll put these together with what I've collected, and if anybody has additional information for Rob, please share it.
We're at our hour point, so we could take a five-minute stretch, and we'll come back.
Are we only halfway through?
We may be out of here before 8:30. That's a possibility. I'm just saying. This is, we said we were going to take a break at an hour. So people who need to stretch can stretch.
You have to stand up and stretch. Do it now.
I have to go.
All right.
I'm going to stretch on the wall.
I gave a report. How much money I spent. I didn't spend everything, so money that I didn't spend in fact. I identified what we did with each one. So, in other words, I described it.
So, can you write to me?
We had money left.
No, I don't know.
And we had time to
talk. So, that's
something that was.
I mean, I'm not receiving that.
Technology upgrades for the CC scheduling. And this time we will start with Jerry.
I think everybody was
there were a lot of questions, like the roles are. What the website revision sounded like, you know, that's something, a legal issue, it has to be done, certainly go ahead. The questions really were around how do we come up with $2,500, what do we, you know, and is that enough to do all this? Do we, you know, and what happens more if this amount isn't enough, if the, you know, is there, you know, are we going to come back and ask for more money to do more things? Should this be one at a, I didn't say it exactly like this, but should we do one thing and then finish that and then come back and do the next thing and so forth and so on? There wasn't opposition to it. It was just more a lot of questions about how this might go forward and our assurance that we could get it done and that it was what we needed. I mean, can we not do a directory with a Google Docs type of thing or something? I don't know.
Lisa's going to do the directory.
We're doing reports.
Well, I know we are doing reports, but I think everyone would like to know that Lisa is going to do the directory as they go around and do their reports.
Okay.
I mean, that's some information that's
pretty good. So we're just talking about doing the website and the scheduler at this point.
Lisa's on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's included.
To Rose. Well, since I proposed this, I did this to get us moving because we are out of compliance with 720, and we've been just like kind of, oh, what are we going to do for our website? And it impacts our AC, what we cannot have in the AC but have on our website, and it's caused movement in the community, and so. The amount of money, I just took half of, normally we've had $5,000 as project money year by year. Karen Rose used to always give us an accounting of that, and somehow that project money has, you know, it's just not there now. And we
don't hear about it.
Okay, well, we asked for it and it didn't come. So I was pushing the envelope. So to just, you know, try to get something done. And I was hoping that that amount of money could get people working on doing this for us as opposed to just waiting around for volunteers. And I explained that to my group, and so my group was supportive of this effort.
Always good to have somebody can answer all the questions.
Can I forgot something. So yeah, I know it sounds like you want to request proposal kind of a thing, that people would submit a proposal
right.
for what they would do.
Right.
So we would be doing something kind of competitive because we talked later about whether, I hate all this legal stuff, but are we self-dealing if we give money directly to a member or something? You know, if we're not, okay, all right.
Director, yes.
Okay, all right.
A couple members asked about for a more detailed plan, and Belford just explained it. So,
Laura.
All right. So I was just gonna, so Lisa will do the directory. That's a great news. Thank you, Lisa. That answers the thing. Wild West was curious where the estimate came from. So that, I guess, was addressed. Regarding people to do things technologically, regarding the scheduling, although this might really fall under the next one, admin item number two. Wild West wanted a plan first and then to discuss the money after the actual plan. Jim and this thing. Yeah. dividing the scheduling roles. Is that something that sounds like it pertains to your proposal now or more to admin number two?
I think we're going to address that in number two.
Okay, great. So then regarding the, what should we, to not have, regarding the scheduling, yeah, maybe this also is funds for technology upgrading. So the funds for technology upgrading, Wild West is hoping for a plan first and then a more detailed plan, and then the money would be approved after that, but they're not opposed to a plan. Should we hire an outside person or have the webmasters, Jasmine and Dale, and experts like Josh and Dave Rivera, if they're willing to submit their ideas? Yes, to automate the CC scheduling, but to not restart this process. I think Anne said in the special meeting that it was almost finished, the scheduling thing, what I heard. And has Dale requested this money, if they wanted to know? And how about, I guess, not submit a proposal? Oh, rather, like receiving bids, to not submit, have proposals submit per person, but that there would be a technology committee, if people were willing to form that. And, yes, a no to separate proposals from individuals. Check.
I felt like this was related to us being able to solve our community center scheduling problem, if we could automate the scheduling process. So I was presented as, you know, a possible solution, but we had two very strong dissenters, and they persuaded everyone else. They said, high school opposes this because the details are insufficient to support the requested funding. So will the amount of money actually produce the results intended, like everybody else said? No end product is described specifically. Was other technology considered, and the possibility of using another website with a link from ours, was that considered? Should we upgrade our website before we design a product to fit its platform structure? That's it.
Carol?
We voted yes.
Ed?
Somebody said that Lisa was going to do the directory.
Yes.
Lisa.
Laz.
Lisa Laz.
And that includes the production of a paper copy. In the past, we've been able to purchase copies of the directory. And I noticed it's 24 pages in...
Ask her.
She's online. Are you asking a question directly to Laz? I guess I'm hearing something over here.
She can clarify
that. Go ahead.
Yeah. After Ruthie's memorial, I'm going to send out an electronic copy of the directory, and I will take changes. I'll make changes to the raw document. I've talked with Jim. I've gotten advice from Josh. And because we're in a state of flux about what's going to happen on the website, what I'm willing to do is update the directory and send it out in electronic form. But it will be in a printable form. I'm not taking on the printing and the distribution. I'm only making an updatable directory that will keep us up to date. If we end up doing more embellishments as we go to a website, I'll work with that group. But basically, I just wanted to get a directory that was up to date.
Great.
Okay. Could you include the tree protectors on your list of groups? It's not in the current directory.
Could we not talk about details on this, please?
Yeah,
could you send that to
the directory now? Will be updated. I'll send it out.
Okay, and let me just mention that Linda and Dale have had conversations about making sure that our website does, in fact, comply with the new HOA law.
Jerry?
Didn't I go on?
Oh, yeah, you started it.
I thought I started it, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
turned around there a little bit.
I have one question.
Question.
We are able to put on our website now all the information that we need in order to meet the HOA requirements. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Well, I don't know where you're paying, like, the finances, you know, like, all the monthly reports and all the year, you know, there we have no, like, finance spot.
Well, that's in our ACs.
But it needs to be on our website. And if it's on our website, then it wouldn't have to be in the AC, and that would save 5-6 pages. So,
right, but
there's just bones or something. I don't know what you call it that, you know, like the tabs that.
A heading. Just a heading, a tab.
Pardon me?
A heading.
Yeah.
And Dale is prepared to make those. He asked me whatever I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I told him a separate finance one I thought would be important.
Yeah. And I think y'all are meeting tomorrow with Davey, too. Is that right? And Dale?
Just Dale and I are meeting tomorrow.
Oh, just Dale and you. Okay. But so work's happening on that. So we probably won't need money for that. And that's my point, is to whenever you ask for money from things that have been volunteer, it's like, whoop, we'll find a solution. And so we're doing it. Which is, you know.
This is her evil plan.
Which is great.
Okay, so. This took care of groups, so now we're looking for. I'll start over here for people and voting.
Thank you. Yeah. I paid a lot of attention to this when Rose put it out, because I think I agree with everybody else. This is super important, and I've known for a while that we're not in compliance with the 72303. So and we need to do that because, you know, it puts us in a liability position with regard to our assets if somebody decides to, you know, get litigious about it or something. So we need to do it. This is what I've done for my living my whole career is kind of specify and design technology projects and hand them off to developers to put together. This is what I suggest. I suggest that immediately, like, you know, tomorrow, and I do have a meeting with Dale tomorrow, that we, you know, stick those things in the protected area, in the sign-in protected area of the current website, and get them there as soon as possible. That's going to require hours from our coordinator. It's going to require hours from our finance clerk, and it's going to require hours from our president and anybody else who has, who's got those documents. Somebody's going to have to supply the documents to whoever puts them on, and then somebody's going to have to put them in the site. And I'm really glad to hear that Dale told you he'd be willing to do that, because he told me he wouldn't.
Dale said he would make the headings. I was going to put them on, but Rachel has said that she's been tasked by council.
Is there a way that we cannot get into trying to figure out these details?
Yeah.
Let me just. I just got two more items here. I just want to say that this should be a temporary solution, because, and the same with the scheduling system that Ann has been working on. I think it's wonderful. I think we ought to pay for both, whatever it takes, hours for Rachel or hours for Cassie or whatever it takes. And I also think that if Ann actually has a system she's been working on and it's ready to go, we should adopt that immediately on a temporary basis. But I think the next step needs to be to establish a committee to come up with requirements for us. And I think the way that works is that we survey the community, we get input from the community about you know what the salient parts of a website of technology infrastructure are beyond the 720 requirements, and then that committee once the specifications are written, then to start looking at either getting bids or looking at existing solutions that might work for us. I think that's a better thing to do than to try to just start throwing out RFPs and stuff like that until we know exactly what it is we're looking for. And so, I said I've been working on this for a while, and I'm passing 6 pages of notes on it, folks, because I love her so much.
All right.
Thank you.
So we've got the HOA thing under control?
This sounds like.
Or you need to direct people to town council needs to direct people to do this.
We're still taking comments from this. I'm sorry, because it's a good comment that you're making, but just.
I just have one comment. This is really not just a scheduling system. This is a reservation system that collects money.
Which will cost about $25,000.
So now we're ready for comments on this end of the table.
Well, what I'm hearing is that the council needs to direct the people to put the stuff up on the website, and they need to designate the resources to do that. That's one of the things council needs to do tonight if they're really serious on getting our HOA requirements together. The scheduling thing, I think we need to break that into two parts. We need to, I'm hearing that Ann has a system. I've heard other people have systems to go ahead and do the scheduling, but I don't want to see the community center.
I'm not sure. It seems like we're wobbling off of the actual proposal that's here.
Well,
these are details that will be worked out. Is there something, if this proposal isn't addressing those, then it needs to come back. So these are good comments. Just
after last month's town council, I was asked to develop a way to upload the documents to the website. I did make a place where they can go. I also developed an extremely simple process for how to upload those documents. You just fill out a Google form, which is literally just like one thing, and then you upload a file. That file is automatically sorted, and then I upload it to the website from there, which is a step that could be automated. It's just to make sure nobody uploads anything incorrect. So that's pretty much done, but the documents haven't been uploaded.
Right.
The documents need to be sent through the form.
Yep.
And that's me.
Okay, any other comments up here? Are there some comments over here? Seeing Josh sitting so silently, what to do?
I just wanted to mention that we already have on the website many of the documents that are required for us to be in compliance. We've been in compliance on that long before they even made this law. So there are a section of documents that need to be acquired, handed over to Rachel so they can just be uploaded.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Comments from Zoom? Silence. All right. So coming back to what we're doing about this proposal, Jerry.
I don't know if I would say we can vote yes to move forward with the website, but it doesn't sound like there's any money needed for that. So I think we would vote. I have to say I'm rather confused now about what we're doing. I think I would vote no. I'm sorry. This is different than what we were originally talking about in our meeting. So I think I can vote.
So no, but asking for more information.
Yes, exactly.
Rose?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Laura?
There seem to be three parts of it. And then there's three things, and then plus the funds. So, like Joe was saying, making necessary revisions to MLC website. It sounds like that's already happening.
Yeah.
And then automating the process for the community center rentals, create a web page for access. It sounds like there's already things going on with that. And then produce an updated directory with Lisa, like, yeah, that, yes, on that. That's already happening.
So you have a group, you have a...
Yeah, like all these things are good things, but I agree with Jerry, it's just not what we, the information is not current with what's happening in the community, I guess, already, so no.
Lucia?
We voted no, but I have a couple of clarifying questions. One is, Rose, does Anne have something ready
no.
to go? That's what I thought, so that's not true.
She has put in hours and hours
yes.
on it, though.
Yes.
And
yes.
so that's why I was hoping that we have a pot of money that we can honestly say, if Jazz has spent 5 hours, or she's going to take a weekend, and she's going to look at something, that she would hand in those hours, and we would pay her for that valuable time and expertise. We may not know exactly what that's going to be, but we trust our people, and we can't keep, you know, asking to, you know, take your evening time, because they're young people, and not compensate them. We're in an exploratory mode, and mainly, it may be that Jazz wants to be reimbursed for what she's already done, maybe not. But Anne has spent a lot of time, and
she does not have anything ready to go.
And she does not have anything ready to go because it's complicated.
So my second question is, it sounds like we've got two initiatives going. One, some people are talking to Dale to do what it sounds like Jasmine's already done. No.
It'll.
Okay. Well,
that's not correct.
You were talking about getting ready to open Dale and Linda about uploading documents. No.
Yeah, it's going to return and Mark.
You said you had something ready to go.
This is going to return. Obviously, it's already been established. We want to hear from each person, but we also want to keep moving forward because we have if we really want to finish by.
But we should be clear what we're doing.
Sound confusing. Jasmine has done stuff and said that.
So let's just move it on.
Yeah, especially regarding the legal compliance. That's the one,
yes,
thing
we were absolutely in favor of getting ourselves where we need to be.
Yes,
legally.
And town council already directed at the last meeting to Rachel, and she's already got in the report how she's gathering all the documents that are necessary to be up there. And Jasmine can upload them, so can we move forward on that?
And we are.
Oh yeah, I just want to make sure. Yeah, Rachel, do you have clarity regarding how you're going to move the legal documents over to the thing? Is that clear?
Yes, we have been in contact. She's given me her whole plan. Linda has offered to provide me with some assistance in continuing to gather what we need.
Okay.
Can I add, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but considering the time that you put into it, I mean, would you, if there was that $2,500 pot of money, would you apply for some of that, or is your work totally volunteer?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really enjoy doing this kind of thing. I would feel really, really grateful if I could be paid after I do something. You know, if my end product is something that people feel has enough value, yes, I would like money for that. I don't have as much joy in like doing a bid and saying this is my timeline and my duration. If that makes sense.
So where are we going with this?
If I could just make a suggestion, I would feel, taking David's point, you do not spend money until you specify what it is you want. So if we have something that is getting us part of the way, and I'm talking about the scheduler part of this, because that seems to be what's in the air right now. The uploading of the documents to make us compliant is happening. The directory, at least temporarily, you know, for a temporary solution, is happening. The thing that isn't happening is the scheduler piece.
And that we're addressing specifically under...
It's on the agenda.
Admin item number 2.
Okay, so... I would say that whoever's interested in that needs to look at what's already been done and define what it is that needs to be done and the amount of effort that's going to take. Then we come up with a cost, and then we decide whether we can pay for it, and we go forward with doing that. That's my suggestion.
So am I hearing that this is still a work in progress,
yes,
and it's becoming old business? This makes me think a little bit of when they do amendments and going like the danger of having more than one subject. And I think that's, they're all related subjects. I'm not sure how you would do that differently, but we can think on that a little bit. All right, so we get on this. We're going to, knowing that we have a pretty good discussion coming up about the community center, let's be, you know, really right here, because we're at a half an hour now, if we want to be out of here by 8:30. So we're talking about planning for Spring Fest and Easter, and it starts with Rose.
I volunteer for Easter.
To be the overall person? Is that what you're saying?
A person.
A person.
Susie will be out of town, so I'll be a person.
We didn't have any volunteers, and like Rose said, Susie will be out of town.
I can't.
Susie will be out of town, and we didn't have any volunteers step up.
Okay, so this is for Spring Fest and Easter. Wild West prefers the date of Spring Fest not be the same as Word of South, such that more MLC members could participate and attend. Another member asked me about How about a Spring Fest is on Easter weekend on Saturday the 19th? I hear that used to be a thing apparently, and people enjoyed it. And yeah, check.
What she said. Actually, we understand that Spring Fest was scheduled before Word of South, and that they changed the weekend they traditionally have it, and that that's how we got in this mess. So we proposed the same thing, that it be combined with Easter. And we have volunteers of, Agnes, Sharon, myself, and Mike Foster, who hopes that he gets to play at Spring Fest because he's got a band called Dad Bods.
Lisa Lazarus volunteered to make food.
You can't make it up. Right
and now. A cake for a cakewalk.
I'm sorry, Daryl, can you repeat yourself? I was laughing. I know we're trying to move quickly. But.
Lisa Lazarus volunteered to make a cake for a cakewalk.
Okay, so now we're coming around to Ed.
Yeah, we also like the idea of Spring Fest being on the 19th, and then the 20th for Easter. Easter egg dime can be done on the Spring Fest date and so forth, so it's pretty easy to integrate them. And Lisa and Aaron volunteered.
Yeah, that's right. For Spring Fest.
Lisa Jackson.
Easter Spring Fest week as if they're on the same weekend.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
No one was opposed to what the dates that were presented for Spring Fest, but I wouldn't be there because I'm going to Word of South. So if it went to the Easter weekend, I would think that would be wonderful, and I would volunteer.
All right, so we're looking for opinions on over there, being as brief as everybody can be, because we're not really solving all this at this point. But
I'll volunteer.
Okay. Anything over here? Okay. Whoops.
I have a question.
Judith.
If you move it to the 19th, we won't be there. It's Passover for us.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sorry, the first weekend of Passover, I don't have half my family. So we had to come up with the 19th. There's always going to be something for somebody.
Okay, so are there any comments from the Zoom? Not seeing any comments over there. Is that as much as we need to do on this?
Jan.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Is there someone who is planning Spring Fest? Because it doesn't just happen. And it may not happen if there's not someone who's taken responsibility. And town council's supposed to know that, or solve that. So
that's what this item is essentially doing.
I had a conversation with Lisa Jackson, and she said she... would be interested in heading up the Spring Fest committee. Did she mention that in groups? So
yes, I think she and Aaron were both enthusiastic about working on Spring Fest if it's that day before
Easter.
Okay,
cool.
So they were mentioned as volunteers, but were suggesting that they would be heading the event.
That was specifically what I heard her say to me, and of course she can't speak for her. So, but I think that's what happened.
Which
one
was that?
Lisa
Jackson.
Just
on my own comment, Jazz and Scott and I played without any amplification while they were cutting pumpkins, and that might be Spring Fest this year. They're doing things, and there's unamplified music, and that's another possibility.
And the dad bomb.
Okay, we're good with this.
We likely have a soundboard person, but they have to be, once the date is established, Mitch might be, if Mitch is free, do that.
I think the important thing here is to say, are people in the idea that we're going to do Spring Fest the day before Easter?
Yes.
That's what it seems to be. The place
and
where
ask,
it's going
ask Rachel if she'll get in touch with Lisa and clarify whether she's willing to be the lead.
Sounds good. All right, on to administrative items. And as we're, you know, we have 25 minutes left. So
okay, well, I want to observe that Cassie and I both, when we asked last time that the financial report be considered, it was not at the end of all the substantive business. It was at the beginning of the thing, so she had to leave.
She briefly started to get the break, and I apologize.
It's okay.
For that. Well, it was intended that this would. We had the intention of it being at a period of time. It didn't fall that way, so it will be different for the next time.
That's fine.
But if you want to present.
I can present for her is you saw her.
I mean your piece.
Your written report, but she did.
Did I hear that you're doing Cassie's report?
Yeah.
None of us should do Cassie's report. No. What I was asked to share is the available project funds, since you asked about that, I think, and that came up, was that we have $9,999.27 of the amount that was allocated, if I'm understanding what she's written here, total 5-year plan projects. And I'm just looking at this. I don't know, you know, that's what she's sent. Currently available project funds after old projects were closed out and excess funds have been rolled back into investment.
What is that figure again?
It's just under $10,000.
Under 10.
999927. And the financial planning committee met and we'll meet again next month. We gave a very brief report excerpted from our minutes and just made a few recommendations that you might want to consider, which would be to think about having a end of year budget meeting before we start up the new budget. And these are not, you know, you don't have to, all we're asking is if you're interested in doing this, then we would work on those ideas and come back to you with a more formal proposal. But what she explains in her report about the challenge of closing out the previous year before we start up the new year and get the assessments on the budget and get that approved is a challenging task, and so it might help that be more land the plane and take off, do a touch and go in a more a smooth manner if we could just a special meeting that just focuses on the budget at the end of the year. Something to think about. You don't have to decide that right now. The other thing that came up in our meetings was maybe thinking about having a reserve that is in our annual budget. Didn't suggest an amount or a percentage, but that's something for us to think about so that we do have overages and, you know, it gives us a little bit of slush where we can reconcile everything. Bring that in for a landing as well. And what was my third thing? Oh, my gosh.
Ask the budget leads that are.
Oh, thank you. The budget, making sure the budget leads who are working on with project funds communicate with Cassie on a quarterly basis. This will go back and forth so that we have real accurate assessments of where they are. And if it looks like they're approaching the ceiling of their amount they've been allocated, that really needs to come back to town council for approval so that they don't go over. If they think they're going to go over, we would have to do some sort of looking at the budget to make sure that that's possible so that we don't find ourselves in a overage situation. And that was our, you know, those are, our, if you want us to go back and pursue those and come back to you, we will, you know, you can consider what those ideas look like if you think those seem reasonable. You know, timing on a meeting, for example, what a reserve fund might look like in terms of percentage of budget, just simple, hopefully fairly simple adjustments that would help us run things more efficiently and effectively.
Okay, so that was financial planning.
That was financial planning. Yes.
So I'm not sure what we do.
We're not going to be the bookkeepers.
Okay.
Report. She did not. She had to leave.
Okay. Well, and just a reminder that she didn't want it at the beginning of the meeting. That's part of how it got to the end of the meeting a little bit, but just saying. You keep trying.
Put it in the middle.
Put it in the middle.
We can put it in the middle.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Lucia's got a comment.
Yeah, just some feedback on what was proposed. I think the idea of an end-of-the-year budget meeting is really good because mm-hmm. we start doing the budgeting process so early that we don't really have the results of this year in terms of what's over, what's under. So that would be a good idea. And then we don't meet in December, so it makes it very difficult. So that's a good idea. I think the asking the project budget leads to track their budget. I don't know about coming back to town council, but better communication with Cassie would definitely make sense. And then she could, in her report to us, kind of highlight anything that looks like
it might be
significantly over under budget. Mm-hmm. And then the contingency account, our reserve is our investment fund.
Well, I know.
Are these things that everybody needs to hear?
Yes.
You guys need to be more aware of what's going on.
And just to make the point, we want to keep the dollars invested. We don't want to create something in assessments that's not invested, that's a reserve. Just saying.
I think what the town council, and I will say that, and we'll drop, is that it seems to be like there's a kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, we'll just spend that out of investment. Oh, we'll just spend that out of investment. So
that's a different problem.
It's a related problem. Yeah, go ahead.
So perhaps some number of dollars could be designated in the budget as, but they don't have to be taken out of the investment fund. It's just these are monies that we can use if we have to. But we don't have to put them in a checking account where they're not invested.
Yeah.
It's just a paper thing.
Can we see if other reps have questions?
Okay. Just one more comment that maybe you guys could talk about. We used to have in every agenda, or at least in something in the coordinator's report, I don't remember where it was, but we talked about how much had been spent in project funds and how much was still available, and we don't do that anymore, and I think that would be a good
idea. She has it in, well,
this time
we'll make
it
more.
I asked her if she'd
yeah,
do it.
Well, we'll make it more. I'll make sure she understands it. We'll make it more prominent, but,
yeah.
You know, so you
and,
see it. And that's what she would have gone over had she been here.
Right, so. And then the other thing that is a question is, you know, we did a $50,000 gift.
Yep.
And we have no budget category that we attributed it to. It's definitely not assessments. It's a project.
Yes,
it's not emergency funding.
There's no alternative.
So we have a plan, a five-year plan, that said how much we would spend on projects in these 5 years. And if we take what we've already spent and we actually assign the gift to some budget category, I would think projects, then we're getting down the road because this amount of money, I think we planned $85,000 in major repairs and projects.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's 60, I don't remember.
It
I
is
have
85.
To look it up. 85, 50, 50 okay.
And 35.
So if we could get in for, add up what we spent for major repairs, what we spent for projects like the information we had, and then put that gift somewhere, then we know where we are.
Yeah, we will come back with you. And then the last thing I would say on that is one of the things that we would like to do is what we would like to recommend that you do is think about you make a call for projects by a certain date. It's not going to work perfectly, but that we say if you have ideas for projects out of project funds it's not going to cover things like we just talked about, but it, things that you're planning for, those would be due February 1st or whatever. We can pick a day. And then they, so they all come in at the same time, and you got, and they can all be considered at the same time, and you can weigh them based on the priorities of town council, based on the availability of funds, and that would be a better way to handle projects enhancements rather than just as they come up.
Right.
So one might.
Can we?
Have.
Can we?
So that's it.
Focus.
Wild West, the FPC investment report, attachment 5. Regarding the $188,000, where's the other $38,000 if MLC gave $50,000 and loaned $100,000?
I'm sorry, I don't have this.
Where's the $188,000?
Cassie.
There's $188,000 number, Wild
Where
Western.
Where is that number?
On the with the beautiful charts and all those kind of things. There was. It came up in groups. Yeah, that is
probably project.
I'm really.
I'm happy to have that.
These are real detailed questions.
I'm happy to follow up.
Will you follow up, and we'll get back with you and make sure that I get you the answer to your question.
No problem.
I think the donation to Hickory Preserve needs to show as a donation, so you can get the tax benefit. Of donating that money to a nonprofit.
No. There are other comments that she. I'm just kind of really encouraging people to be really tight here.
I'll contact her directly.
Thank you, and we'll get. I'll get with Cassie, and we'll get back to you. But I would tell you the pressure. To talk about this stuff really fast is really bad.
I'm just
saying that in the future we really need to create more space because this is hard stuff.
And I think this is an interesting problem because this is how much stuff has come in, proposals, whatever.
Yeah.
However hard we work to try to keep this as a minimal thing, and I'm sorry that. This issue.
Oh, I'm not saying
it's always
to get y'all to apologize. I'm just, it's just an observation.
Could it be twice a month?
Oh God!
Okay, that's what I'm saying. And you can, and tonight you're going to go over 2 hours,
yeah.
Which is happened a lot. Not on my watch so much. So I'm sorry if I'm being. You know, and people seem to like to stay at 2 hours if they possibly can. So.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a financial Zoom. I'm just throwing it out there. Is that something that's of interest or appropriate? Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Check.
Anything, any people over there in Zoom land that they need to say something else? I'm sorry, I apologize for the format here got a little wonky, but I guess we covered what we needed to cover, and we can move on to... The other thing, too, is that we put this in administrative items, and people wanted administrative items gone to the end because projects don't get enough stuff, so...
Yeah, it's tough to balance, but we're good.
We're now community center scheduling, and remembering that we still have the special meeting minutes after we have this discussion that we need to decide what we want to do about and the 10-person petition if somehow this doesn't resolve what you need. So again, a complicated thing because. So many things keep coming in that it's been hard to focus on it. Do you want to set this up?
I did receive information from Anne today. I think Rose and Aaron have also had a chance to review it. Essentially, it's just a lot of information that would allow me or someone to continue scheduling in absence of a final automated plan or full-time person. But I think Rose wanted to speak a little bit about the role in general. Is that do you still want to take the time?
Well, if I could, I know you're everybody's press.
I think this is an important topic.
It is. I mean, we have time.
Okay. I have a show and tell up here. And
so the Zoom group can see. I was going to attempt to hold the camera over here so they.
This
will work.
So is how tricky scheduling our community center is. And I know that there are reservation systems out there that can deal with money and, you know, lots of different things, but our system is pretty unique. And so I wanted to go through really quickly what Anne would might face for scheduling a very, very cold Saturday in January when people can't meet outside because it's too cold. So here's a scenario for one day. So somebody is having an Audubon event here. They're paying big bucks for a, you know, weekend. But we're going to be involved, and so this person who's an MLC person, I'm going to say Cliff, but he's Sierra, wants to have us together to make sure that our food feeding of people and our housing is going to work well. So she would charge him $29.25 or $58.50 based on, you know, is it all mostly members or what? So he would have this planned, you know, a couple weeks ahead. Landscape work party decides they want to have a work party, and they'd like to have coffee and morning snacks up here for their workers. And Anne, and they call Anne, mostly call or text as opposed to using a calendar, and they say, you know, can we do that? And Cliff says it'd be kind of distracting, and Anne says, how about if you do it in the lounge? And so this is a call for her where she's trying to broker this situation. In the meantime, in the afternoon, one of the members has rented the community center for a private event, and Fran's nephew is graduating, so that's a $58.50. They say they want to use the lounge for child care, but financial planning is asking if they could use the lounge from 12 to 2. So Anne brokers this, and she gets with these people. She says, well, you got it from 12 to 6. Could you give up 2 hours so that they could meet down there, and you have the kids start at, you know, 2 down there? So it's yes or no. It's possible. In the meantime, 4 people want to be out there baking bread. No impact, you know, but it's just courteous to just say, you know, we're going to be doing that. Now, it could be, though, that instead of that for a $58.50 fee, a non-member culture circle workshop might be held in the hall, and they want to use the lounge downstairs to have another little workshop-y thing. That'd be $175.50. But a committee wants to meet. Remember, it's cold. They want to meet down at the lounge from 1 to 3. Is that possible? And it's like, no, it's really not, because they have their quilting stuff set up down there. So, but still, you know, it's this calling and brokering and figuring out that's going to work. And then in the evening, there are more events going on. Karaoke's going to be going on from 9 to 1 in the morning. And that's a $29.25 fee. The fire ring, though, at some point, people want to have a birthday party out there from 8 to 12. There'll be about 12 people. We'll be using the bathrooms. There'll be hoopla out there. And we just want to make sure that it's not an issue for the karaoke folks to be having, you know, a birthday party out there. And at the same time, there is a pizza oven party for 12. They're going to be using the kitchen. And so is that going to be a problem for karaoke, you know, for people to be coming in and out for using the kitchen? So all these things in pink, and so all the fees, you know, if it were the lower fees, it would be $134.55. We would bring in for all this activity in here. And the scheduler would get $13 for all of this.
And a minimum of 8 phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
A minimum.
Just, you know, right. lots of stuff. So, you know, a software package that's going to allow for this, or members being willing to call each other as opposed to Anne doing it for you, it's a tricky thing. And so that's why we say there is no, Anne does not have a solution. She has worked hours on it. There, you know, because we want drop-down menus, we want to be able to pay, you know, for things, and she gets phone calls constantly, you know, do we have an ice machine, do we have a freezer so I could put my kids' ice cream in there the night before, you know, I forgot the code for the ice machine, you know, all kinds of things. So I'm just saying that it is a, it's a massive job, and there's hours and hours spent, and she's been doing this for years. She's done a stellar job, and what I was asking for with this proposal was, while she's been spending all this time trying to get this to be automated as much as possible for us, can we support her in that with, you know, some money for her time, and Jazz for money for, you know. We spend $3,800 one year to pull weeds, and yet our people, we're not investing in that, and that bothers me. So anyway, that is, it's complicated.
That's
one day.
It's, that just, to me, reminds me that I think that in the future we are going to need to pay more for what we want. And I know no one wants to face this. I have always done work with our volunteers, but we are so much more complicated than we ever were. And I look at what we ask Rachel to do and what we ask Cassie to do. People call her all the time asking questions about the budget. Mm-hmm. How much is this and that? And you put that in the wrong place. And, you know, if we really look at the work of our bookkeeper, our coordinator, and our community center scheduler, I think we are going to have to put more money into these jobs.
So in terms of the item that's actually on the agenda, these are all, this is all great background stuff, but where are we going in terms of actually having a scheduler?
So the item that is technically on the agenda that can be decided upon, I think, today would be, and I haven't had time to review it in detail, but essentially it's enough information to allow scheduling for member events only, right?
This is information and
that Anne has provided, enough for me and or help from someone.
Well, not even member events only, but the community-wide things that we always do that are normally scheduled events, like movie night, you know, game
well,
night,
upcoming all those things.
Yeah, exactly. But not like Aunt Tilly's birthday party. I'm a member.
Still limited items.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good clarification.
The private things, if we could hold off for a month.
So these would just provide a short-term solution that myself and hopefully another volunteer, I think Judith's name came up in the special meeting. So with that piece, that's sort of what we want to move forward with. And I haven't sent it out to you because I really haven't had time to read it in detail. It came in today. Is that something we feel like we... Town Council can.
Are we talking about it being unpaid?
I believe that is how it is presented. But
that's
I mean,
a short term thing while we figure this out.
I am your employee, so you have to tell me what
that means. You're employee.
I think that's unrealistic.
This would be outside of my job description as the current employment stands, correct. But I don't believe that this is a proposal that is offering payment. This is all based on a volunteer basis, as far as I understand.
And the other thing about it is, the caveat I would like to have is that no one calls you and says, is such and such a date available? Because it is on the calendar on our webpage.
Right, and the special meeting notes says the action and decision that went out to the community was that they would contact me through MLC News and Info, and that's how I would keep track of people that were interested in events. And from that list, it can be, you know, managed.
So, and a lot of the time that she spends is because people have not done the research themselves that they could do. So we're requesting that people go into the website, look at the calendar, fill out what you know, if there's something that needs to be filled out. But if it's a regularly scheduled thing, if you're the head of financial planning and you know that in the next 3 months,
I always call Ann.
You want to have these meetings. Just write them down, get them to, you know, because you don't need to fill out anything for a free use of the lounge.
I thank you, Rachel. I would like to just request that the actions and decisions be very, very detailed about what the expectations are and what the parameters are, because we're talking about them here, but people out there are going to have to depend on what they can read.
I think we learned that lesson from the special meeting, for sure, so yeah. I appreciate that.
So do we want to go around and get through, let's start with Laura.
One, I just want to make sure we're not treading on 72304. All common areas and recreational facilities serving any homeowners association. Have you guys already looked at that?
Yeah, I've looked at your emails, yes. Yeah.
Have you looked at the... And so, it says, shall be available to parcel owners and the homeowners association served thereby and their invited guests for the use intended for such common areas and recreational facilities.
And the information you're talking for, sorry to interrupt, that was shared with town council, so that was provided for use to this meeting.
And then, and regarding the actions and decisions on this, town council never did vote on the, we voted on the Ruthie thing, we approved that, we never did vote on whatever that was supposedly decided about the community center, there never was a vote. So whatever that was, is that not moot at this point, and we need to specify what's happening going forward? Is a thing. It seems like there's been friction points identified, and then we're just accepting that there's friction points, and we're just going to live with these friction points when in the scheduling, when typically an assessment would be to identify friction points and then look for solutions to that friction point, the friction points, not just accept that they exist as inevitable. So that is another thing. Judith has volunteered to be the temporary CC schedule, be trained on how that works and train others and be part of the knowledge transfer of that, which I think is very important and money saving. I will say check temporarily and reserve the right to run my mouth later.
We're going to shut you up.
No, we're not.
We're ready to go home.
Well, this would require people speaking briskly. We're getting what the reps came from their groups with.
Well, we didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. This has been at Mon Hunt.
We didn't have a proposal. Groups didn't talk about this.
Some groups did talk about this.
I think it's. We talked about what had already happened, but we didn't talk about going forward. My group thought we should employ a temporary scheduler. Hopefully, it would be either Ann or Rachel or both, but it's not fair to keep asking people to work for no money.
Did they identify a funding source or how that would take place?
We have money. We have $375,000.
Taking it out of the investment.
And this is an emergency.
Well, I was just
asking for clarification.
Okay, well, that's...
Daryl.
Our group said that we would like the community center to be usable and open We didn't go into how much scheduling, but if there's a volunteer available, that would be good. I think if Rachel can manage, that's even better with help of a volunteer.
Okay, coming around to Ed.
So we're going to have game night with Pizza Oven on tomorrow. Is that right? And we're going to have Mardi Gras on the 8th. Is that right?
Mardi Gras was already scheduled, so that was part of what was anticipated.
Yes, the answer is yes. It was already scheduled and it's taking place.
Okay.
But Easter's not.
Springfest is not.
No, Springfest is.
What is?
It is on there.
We haven't addressed that part.
That was also yes for game night.
I think so.
Okay. That's what my concern was.
Can we get a yes or a no on that?
Are we talking about Pizza Oven and kitchen? Just Pizza Oven?
Both.
I don't know.
The whole shebang.
That seems like
I only.
Yeah.
Well, it needs to be scheduled.
I think when we were trying to figure out how to get through this morass, part of it was saying we have a way of understanding
right.
This. And we have a volunteer.
There's three issues on the table, right? Long-term plan, don't have a proposal yet. We see the difficulty, right? Second item is the immediate event that will be tomorrow and the confusion that occurred during the last few weeks regarding that event. There's a 10-person petition on the table that I don't know if we have to discuss or not. Given the third piece of information is that we do have a very short-term solution for scheduling.
Whoa.
Right, so those are the three things that town council, it's wrapped up in this one item. I don't know how to address those if we want to go around independently or all together.
We discussed this at Wild West. Wild West voted yes regarding game night, pizza oven use, and kitchen use for game night and generally.
How will the fees be collected? That would be.
Sure, it was suggested to me that fees could be put into the bookkeeper's mailbox in an envelope.
Yeah, I'm just curious how.
It is a recurring fee they always do.
I have some questions. When a member schedules something, I don't even know the process by that. Do we sign forms that we're reliable, we're responsible? So who's doing that?
No one now because it's been put on hold.
I mean, getting a document, printing it out, and signing it is pretty elementary.
Right, but you have to have someone responsible.
We should be working to get to yes and not finding ways to say no to members' use of the community center.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in all those details because I think those would be part. The town council needs to decide the three main topics that I just laid out.
Well, the 10-member petition is. No, because the action we took was a pause until tonight. So that's null and void.
Well, we didn't even vote on it, so it's null and void.
It doesn't matter. There can't be a 10-member petition protesting and asking for a community-wide vote to rescind an action of town council that was just pause until tonight. Because it is tonight.
But I think the thing we were hoping for. We could get into a lot of weeds trying to sort out.
Well, that gets rid of that.
Okay, right. But what gets rid of that more successfully is saying we have a way to schedule something and a volunteer to help make that happen, and the first thing that they can do is say that this particular event that has used this space, including the kitchen and the pizza oven responsibly and does a wonderful, wonderful thing, we'll be able to move forward. So the that petition is not necessary.
Exactly.
Are we good with that?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
And
I think they have that as a backup, and we can have... Here again, we were discussing because of the snafu. I don't know if everybody know where the word snafu comes from?
Situation normal.
A little bit out. So I'm just saying that when all of that stuff, all the ways in which we tripped over one another... We've agreed that we are really quite willing to go back and try to sort that out because a lot of that is something that we do again and again and again. But for tonight, And to get us out of here now, are we clear that you all, the game night can proceed?
With the kitchen and
the kitchen.
Judith is with supervision from you.
I don't know what I'm doing either. We're going to learn together.
That at the materials that came from Ann to try to move all this forward for this next month while we resolve.
I have a question.
Yes. Well, there was a question down here, and then
town council. My question is just for everybody. What was the concern with the kitchen? Because I understood from Ann, who is the scheduler, and from Aaron and Rachel that there was a concern about the kitchen. They wanted to make sure that wasn't included. What was the concern?
The concern was that the...
I don't think we... I'm asking you. I'm sorry.
Well, the concern is that the agenda said we're going to stop...
That's not what I'm asking.
It stopped outside only events. Nothing was said about the kitchen, either in the actions and decisions or in the agenda. So the town council is coming back and saying, well, that meant that the kitchen wasn't used.
Let's not try to resolve whatever it was that happened. However we stumbled into getting that, there's a very long discussion around that. Can we?
Yes.
I'm asking the question. Why were they concerned, the people who are responsible about the kitchen?
In the weeds, we're just trying to...
I'm not saying why did...
Okay, wait, I've got...
Why was they concerned about the kitchen and wanted that off limits?
I guess I have seen it.
Okay, great. What is the answer?
Yeah, the answer is that on the MLC listserv, there was a message sent out that said, the game night scheduled for February 28th is clarified to be gathering of the members. The kitchen and pizza oven shall not be used. I would like TC to acknowledge that you've received a signed tender.
So that was, and that's not how I was going to answer. And that was written based on re-listening to the minutes from the special meeting and trying to convey to the community the intent behind the actions and decisions, acknowledging that they were not clear on the subject.
I'm just trying to understand what was the original concern about some group using the kitchen.
I think what I heard was that it was because there was a charge for it.
That's what I heard as well.
Oh, you're kidding.
There was a fee, but also to make sure that people that are using the kitchen are familiar with how to operate equipment properly, that there are tutorials involved. Like, for example, I wouldn't know how to do that, and that was Anne's concern specifically.
I got it. That's what I was trying to understand.
Multiple groups, including the Pizza Night group, who have already used the kitchen responsibly without any problems, and so there shouldn't be some new restriction on
outsiders. So I think it was just about planning in general.
She was just asking the question.
Someone make a motion.
So let's go ahead and
Did we have another comment or question?
I would just like to say that, at all of our fireside chats, it comes up the idea of let's believe that we all have good intentions because we are neighbors and we are a community. And so I believe this was all just a misunderstanding. Yeah. And I believe that each of us with good intentions can say, okay, let's just nix this whole thing ever happening. We have two fabulous people who are ready to schedule. Let's say, okay, let's schedule. And the first thing to schedule is to reinstate the activity for tomorrow night as it has always been done.
Yeah. And good enough for now, safe enough to try.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I make that proposal.
Yeah. Yes. I second that. Okay. And call a question.
Okay.
Can we please just vote on it and move along?
I'm sorry. A 10-member petition was turned into you, right? Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, we have a process for a 10-member petition. It's honored as a way that people who feel that something wasn't done right have a chance to, be heard. And if we just ignore the fact that a 10-member petition was turned in, if any other member turns in a 10-member petition,
even if the decision resolve what
well,
the
I mean,
comes? I mean,
that,
this is a very specific situation.
I think if whoever turned in the 10-member petition, who turned it in?
Yes.
Okay. So if you just, I mean, I feel like we should say in the minutes that a 10-member petition was turned in, but then what do you want to do about that?
Yes, I very much appreciate that acknowledgement. Thank you, because I think the membership, it's important we hear the members, and that's what I care about is the 10 people who signed this. But yes, we are, because this has been, you know, this has been resolved now with this new resolution that we've decided on, so we will withdraw our 10-member petition because it has been resolved.
There hasn't been a vote yet.
Okay, so
well, it was a call. There hasn't been a vote.
Okay, we will withdraw. Yeah.
Okay. So,
thank you.
What are you voting on?
Yep. Can you repeat?
That's what Momo said.
You
although no one seconded it.
Ed seconded it and asked us to vote. And so the question before the group now is to vote whether that goes forward or not.
Groups
that have met regularly in the past without problems can continue to do what they have done, such as community safety.
I think what the actual item is that we're talking about is that the using the information that came from Ann, Rachel and Judith are going to create a scheduling situation that will address the game night's ability to use pizza oven and
kitchen
tomorrow night and whatever else works out. Until we see what happens next month. Is that where we're at? Something like that? Did somebody write that down?
But it covers every other member previously regularly scheduled activity that has been done historically will fall under this guideline. That's what we are proposing. It was proposed, seconded, that's what we're voting on.
And regular is not like a strict monthly, weekly thing.
We did not define regular, this is true, but game night wasn't necessarily every week for everyone.
Where we're trying to get to yes, and it's more loosely implied than strictly implied.
We should put these, agree on these details so we don't do what we did last time. Just saying.
The details.
Are we saying that something that is semi-regular but wasn't scheduled already is going forward?
Meaning like group meetings.
Group meetings.
Repeating, that sounds good. Whoever said repeating.
Yeah. Recurring.
Can I
Hey, Ann, yes.
Oh, please.
Oh, my
goodness. So, from now on, when requests come in for scheduling, Rachel and Judith can decide if, you know, they're following the form and going to pay the fee, that it will be placed on the calendar by Rachel, I would guess, or Judith, you know, that gave them admin rights. So from now on, as requests come in, they can decide to put it on the schedule. It doesn't matter if it's established, if it's free, if it's a non-member, it can be assessed.
No. I don't think that's good.
We're
going to get ourselves in trouble.
I personally am not volunteering to tackle managing event planning for
outside
events. I don't feel comfortable with, I don't have the training.
Neither do I.
And that's not something I'm willing to take on at this point.
So we were clear about the way that it was. Does somebody have this written down and want to give the language back with just actions and decisions? Who's got
what
the
I heard was recurring event, a recurring member event of members here, not external folks.
Yeah, so you could say no, that's what I was saying.
Yes, I say no.
We're saying
no. Because there's requests that I got today. So somebody needs to respond.
So then that and that's my job as previously tasked by town council.
Yeah. Correct. Thank you. That'd be great. When things come in, you just decide whether you're going to take it or not, but scheduling will be addressed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
There's two types of events. There's private events and member events on the CCU's policy, and so both of these would be included?
No, not private.
No, just member events for members.
Community and member events.
Yeah. Community and member events.
Yeah.
Great.
Are we good?
But not member events like my Aunt Tilly died and I want a funeral, right?
That would still be a private.
Not a sponsored event.
Not a private event.
Okay.
Yeah.
But somebody will answer those
for a month.
Correct.
You have to do them.
Correct. As long as they come to my email, I will address them.
They might go to the CC scheduling email.
Oh, sorry. Then that's in the instructions. I got that. Yes, I will respond to this. Thank you.
That's on that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we're good on this. Are we now get the 10 people? 10 member petition, will you rescind?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we didn't vote on this. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we have a motion on the floor. Do we need to hear it again, or do you feel like if you say, reps say they're voting for it, they know what they're voting for?
Yes.
Okay, looks like we've got unanimous. Wow. Okay. All right. So now I'll go to
safe enough for now, good enough for yes. Try. We're going to review this okay. And next town council.
This is not a done deal. We got that. Okay, good.
I have a question. Okay. Is somebody working on how to resolve this
exactly.
Problem?
What's the long term?
Well, we're just going to be here a month from now if we don't resolve this problem.
It's okay to be here a month from now.
And we don't need to do it right now because we're all too tired and cranky. But we've got to resolve this problem.
So maybe there's going to be a proposal. All right. So
I just want to say that I think this applies to what I said earlier too. That we need to come up with a list of requirements and then use those requirements to service the technology. I think that Anne's probably done a lot of this work. I haven't seen her work yet, but I bet she's done a lot of this work already. And I think a committee could get together and pull this together. And I think, I'm really glad that Rose, called out technology tonight. I think it's really important. I'll put together a proposal for the next town council to have that committee exist. And I'll try to get people together before it's approved to start talking about it and identify who those people are.
Okay, thank you, David.
If that's okay.
And if I just... I think that's wonderful, and thank you, Davey and Rose, and everybody else is going to work on that. But it does not eliminate the need for a coordinator. It makes the coordinator's job easier.
It won't eliminate.
Yeah, okay. Right. I just wanted to be clear on that. And I don't, are there effective ways that just tap, are there creative ways that we think about how to compensate somebody that are in addition to salary? I mean, are kind of things to just put out there as we're thinking to a meeting that we have just to talk about this issue, I think.
General meeting.
About a new electric car.
All right. So we took a vote. We agreed to what's happening next. There's tons more that can be said. Somebody's moving forward a little bit on it, it sounds like. Is there anything else we need? But we really want to get to the 10-person petition and get that.
They withdrew.
So, yes, thank you very much for listening to the members. We do withdraw because it is taken care of. Very much appreciate hearing the membership. And I think she had a quick question.
So, now that we have voted on this, is it okay if I update the thread and say, hey, we're going to have pizza?
Sure. Yes.
Just making
sure. Yep. Permission. Yep. Complete permission. All right.
Okay. So, really quickly, do we move that the special minutes? I don't know if it's a really easy, we're okay with it, or they really need to be worked on. Can we move them to next month? They need to be worked on. So if people have ideas about what needs to happen, who do those ideas go to create a clear path?
The special meeting minutes.
whatever issues, if you, I mean, I'm willing to, if you want to send them to me, I'm willing to gather them up and work that up for the next next meeting. So that's that. Group reports. We had Ed on Fire and Floor on Roads. Are those things that you want to at this point?
What? We need to do a quick.
Oh, the process.
Vote
I'm sorry.
On the CC rental fee that was submitted.
I'm sorry. I skipped that.
Attachment right. Number 17. And hopefully it can just be a go around to the reps, yay or nay. But
do any reps feel like there's more than just a vote that needs to happen on this? Is approval happening then for the CC rental fee revision? Does anybody else in the room have things that they need to say before we take a vote on that?
On the pizza oven, I don't have my note in front of me, but on the pizza oven or something, there was a zero that looks like it's no fee for outside of groups, and it's really an NA. We're not renting it to somebody just off the street, so we just, it's a silly thing.
Just not available.
Right.
Not available.
Does somebody know who that information needs to go to make that change?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's taken care of. So we're accepting this. Reps are all okay with the rental fee revision.
Yep.
Is that? Did we do that? Did I see that? Okay. Y'all, I know your thumbs are very tired, but we're good.
Laura, pay attention.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, for sure, this fee system. Yeah, as long as it's not so complicated that it's causing more problems.
Yeah. All right. So that took care of that. We took care of Linda's earlier. We're down to officer selection process. There was some discussion maybe needed, but is that still true? There was no report came in or anything. So.
Do we know what that is?
No.
So this was asked to be put on the agenda strictly as a way for individual groups to discuss the upcoming election process, which is typically held in March, as I understand it. I think there's people that are interested in running for officer positions.
Has that ever happened?
You don't run.
People running or being interested in, I don't know, but I think that was, this was just submitted as a call to it for agenda items to put a just placeholder for groups to discuss.
Well,
that's all I can share.
Okay, so it seems like there's not.
Nobody wants to be an officer.
Okay.
I do. I want to be secretary.
Okay. I knew I heard you. Yep.
Ed. Let's stay focus. We're winding down here. Ed, can you?
I'd just like to point out that in the past, except for a couple of year intervening period, the coordinator has been the president. So, because it makes it easier for the coordinator to liaise with other groups, to be able to write contracts, to be able to deal in an official way that requires the attention of the president. And I'd suggest that Rachel, as of January 1st, 2025, is the president of MLC.
No, I like
it.
Is this something we have? Where are we going?
No, it's just that I'm pointing that out, that in the past that has been the case.
Wild West also discussed that topic and came to the same conclusion that Ed is presenting for imaginary.
And so
it's not in
this is way more complicated than
a year with no coordinator. Having a president who is not the coordinator got us through a year without one, and I just don't see a reason to do that.
Can we wait until next time to discuss this?
Yeah, it seems like.
I mean, is that going to be a problem to wait until next time?
No,
we can. Okay, so we're waiting on that. But that is there anything anybody really wants to say about this? Okay, what?
No.
We had two group. Are we ready to quickly look at group reports? There was Ed wanted to do something with Fire and Flora with the roads. Is that something you want to take up at this point, given our time thing, or is there?
The only thing that we wanted to point out was that. yes, identify trees that you think need to be removed, take them, but it's the tree protectors who have to go through and take a look and make a decision one way or the other.
Okay, so...
Well, Wes can directly address the reporters, and that's fine with us.
Okay. So now we're on group concerns. Can people be extremely... Okay,
start with Rose. I do have one concern, and if you check on our website right now, on the public face, our calendar is on there.
Yes.
And I would like that to be removed. Personally, I feel like our names and our events are out there for all the world to see, and there are crazy people out there, unfortunately, yes. Who have been given permission to be mean and weird, and we don't need them to know that we have a Mardi Gras party happening when they could dress and come, and we have kids running around out here in the dark. I just think our calendar's got to be private.
I'll remove it.
Thank you.
That was a concern of our group too.
Okay. Concerns?
I'm sorry. Oh, you're going to go around.
Did it occur that an item was on the agenda that was not approved by town council? Did that happen?
You're asking.
What?
There's an.
I'm sure. I'm sure I could talk. If no one wants to, because I'm sure I could, like with those things, I could talk with the coordinator. It's not like meant to be like mean. It's a curiosity and a processing. And if it happened, it happened. If I missed an email, that's another thing. I'm sure that we can.
Can we sort that out and then bring it back if there's something that you discover is inappropriate?
Check.
All right.
And I think I responded to everyone's questions and concerns regarding that situation as it arose, but if there's something that you feel like I didn't answer, we can, I'd be happy to talk about.
Sounds great.
Okay, so where are we? A group concern?
We are concerned about the coordinator and how disagreement among town council members is once again making it difficult for the coordinator to do her job.
I'm concerned about
his or her job. So I, and remember, our group also has Rachel's mother. But anyway.
I was not at home, like, crying in the dark or anything.
No, of course not. And we, you know, we had a workshop. We had a special meeting among town council members. I think it was, like, September of last year. And we tried to come to some agreements. And then when we wrote them up, people just said they didn't want to meet again to decide about that. But we need to talk about our communication. And
our
town council's communication at this table here.
We do need to be.
Yes.
You think we need to take ownership of what you're saying and don't blanket everybody else in.
My statement is we need to talk about our communication.
Since this specifically addresses me personally in my role, Jan and I talked earlier, and yes, this previous month was extremely highlighted, bold, extremely difficult to manage. And we are going to meet separately to brainstorm some ideas that will help me improve my management of that and also maybe suggestions for the town council. If anybody would like to be a part of that conversation, I will let you know when that is. I would appreciate it. I want to do a separate, more in-depth.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to say is we tried to come to agreement about the process for reviewing the agenda, which is how we got into this mess this month with the 20 emails. And we need to come to agreement about that. That's one of the things that is important, so we don't argue every month about how to approve the agenda. We need to have a separate meeting. We can't do it here. So I make a motion that town council meet separately and discuss our communication and come to some agreements.
And I'd like members to be a part of that discussion.
Yeah. I would not like that.
Right.
I have a suggestion that,
there's a motion on the table.
It has been seconded.
Okay. I second it.
This seems to me that it's a proposal that really should come up as a proposal and people can really...
No, it's an agreement to meet.
A special meeting?
You can't unless you're talking about certain things.
A special meeting.
Working on our,
we cannot,
like, I think it's fine for people to be there and watch what we say. I think that's fine.
It's a special meeting if we're meeting and it's not town council.
It's what?
It's a special meeting. It's a special meeting.
Yeah, but I'm
proposing... And then there's all these rules around special meetings that would be adhered to if we agreed to do that.
Are we going to throw HOA law around now to prevent us from being able to talk to each other?
Transparency, yes. For transparency, yes. That's what it's there for.
Exactly.
The discussion that I propose is not a special meeting. It is strictly to improve my performance and maybe be able to provide suggestions to town council. That is, like I said, open to anybody that's listening to this meeting.
If there needs to be a specific
special meeting, that I don't see how you would get around the HOA law, unfortunately.
Well,
so we wanted to put the motion that was.
Maybe we could have a workshop, come up with some proposals for how to communicate with each other, and then we could present them as a proposal at town council. So that way, it wouldn't be a special meeting. We would make no decisions. It would just be a workshop. And then when it came back to town council, it could be discussed by groups, and we'd have a vote, and then it would be on the agenda and all that.
If town council members,
but if we take no action,
number of them, it's a special meeting.
But if we take no action, then...
Laura, I'm not understanding.
You're trying to understand what you're talking about.
Our communication.
Yeah.
Personally, an issue with communication within town council.
Great. If there's a certain number of town council members having a meeting, it is a special meeting. I'm not making it up, that's just how it is.
Okay, I think this conversation is...
Why would you want to...
That's not what the...
This is not...
It's not about what I want, it's about what the reality is. If there's a certain member, town council members...
There's got to be a better way for us to do this. And I think it's late and people are...
Tired. If
you can start some kind of conversation and come up with...
I made a motion and it was seconded.
I was trying to get back to that, and I know there was a hand back here, but I don't know what order we need to address these.
We've already lost people in this meeting.
Well, they're not members.
What?
We are members.
Not,
I meant we're not of town council. I'm thinking I need to go home. I mean, really,
that's not today.
I'm sorry, Lucia. I realize we have a motion on the floor, but people are not in any shape to
do that. Okay, fine. I withdraw the motion.
And I just want to, before we leave, I just want to thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
I'm
not sure all of you know that all of
groups got to say what their concerns were, but it seems like we're in a good place.
I'm not leaving.
I'm standing up.
Speaking to the people.
All right, so this meeting is
over at
9:00.
Shout out to Ann Hempel for all her hard work of all that stuff she's done for all this time. Thank you, Ann. Is this your pen or my pen? Oh, you stole it from you.
It is.
Thank you.
Oh.
I have a business meeting that I need to attend. It's very important to my personal existence, and I do not have time to do
it. Okay, don't be breaking up the table.
We can leave the table for sign making tomorrow.
Right, from 2 to 4, we're having sign making.
Do you want chairs, too?
I think we're here, please. So if you have a lot of energy, you have to put it in your way.
We'll put them up, when we're done.